When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The smiling thing in the ditch, Wichita's silent witness. Listeners, gather close, for a new and dreadful tale unfurls within these whispers. The air itself seems to thicken with anticipation as we embark upon this journey into the profound unknown. Tonight, we travel to the heartland of America, to Wichita, Kansas, in the sweltering summer of 1998, where a seemingly ordinary childhood afternoon took a terrifying turn, leaving behind a silence more chilling than any scream and a mystery etched in scorched earth. The summer of 1998 in Wichita, Kansas, was typical of the region, hot, humid, and punctuated by the carefree laughter of children on their summer break. 7-year-old Emily Carter was one such child, a bright, imaginative girl with a penchant for exploring the small creek and the overgrown field behind her family's modest suburban home. On a seemingly ordinary Tuesday afternoon, while playing near a drainage ditch that ran along the edge of the field, Emily vanished. The disappearance sent a shockwave of fear and panic through the quiet neighborhood. Her parents, frantic with worry, immediately launched a search, their desperate calls echoing through the streets. Neighbors joined in, fanning out across the fields and surrounding areas, their initial hopes slowly giving way to gnawing dread as the sun began to dip below the horizon. The local police department was alerted, and a full-scale search operation was quickly underway, involving canine units, a helicopter, and scores of volunteers. Hours stretched into an agonizing eternity. The Kansas night descended, casting long, eerie shadows across the landscape, amplifying the growing despair. Emily's family clung to hope, but the lack of any trace, any clue to her whereabouts, fueled their deepest fears. 12 long, terrifying hours after she was last seen, just as dawn was beginning to paint the eastern sky with hues of gray and pink, Emily was found. She was discovered in a shallow ditch, not far from where she had initially disappeared. Remarkably, she was physically unharmed. There were no cuts, no bruises, no signs of struggle. Her clothes were clean, as if she had simply laid down in the ditch. Relief washed over the search party, quickly followed by a profound sense of unease. Emily was alive, but she was not the same. Emily was completely mute. Despite the tearful embraces of her relieved parents and the gentle coaxing of paramedics and police officers, she remained silent, her eyes wide and vacant, staring into some unseen distance. She seemed to be trapped in a silent world of her own, unable or unwilling to communicate what had happened during those long, terrifying hours. Doctors conducted thorough physical and neurological examinations, but found no medical reason for her sudden mutism. There was no evidence of trauma to her vocal cords or any neurological damage. It was as if a switch had been flipped, silencing her from the inside out. Psychologists were brought in, hoping to unravel the psychological impact of her disappearance, but Emily remained unresponsive, a silent enigma. Days turned into weeks, and still, Emily did not speak. Her parents, desperate for any understanding, provided her with art supplies, hoping that she might be able to express herself through drawings. One day, Emily finally picked up a crayon. The picture she drew was simple, childlike, yet utterly chilling. It depicted a tall, slender figure with a wide, unsettling grin, a smile that stretched impossibly across its face. The figure had no eyes, just empty sockets staring out from the paper. Next to this figure, Emily drew a small representation of herself being led towards a dark, undefined space. Above this space, she scrawled a few shaky words, "Where the light doesn't work." The drawing sent a fresh wave of unease through the investigators. Who was this smiling, eyeless figure? What was the place where the light doesn't work? Emily's parents could offer no explanation, and the child remained trapped in her silent world, unable to provide any further details. Adding another layer of bizarre mystery to the case was a peculiar finding at the location where Emily was found in the ditch. Soil samples taken from the area revealed that the ground was chemically scorched. It wasn't a wide area, just a patch directly beneath where Emily had been lying. The soil appeared ashen and lifeless, as if it had been exposed to intense heat or a corrosive substance. Yet, there was no evidence of fire, no smell of chemicals, and no damage to Emily's clothing. The scorched earth seemed to be an inexplicable anomaly, a silent testament to something unnatural. The police investigation went cold. Without Emily's testimony, and with no other witnesses or physical evidence, they had no leads to pursue. The identity of the smiling, eyeless figure remained a terrifying question mark. The chemically scorched earth offered no answers. The case of Emily Carter became one of Wichita's most unsettling, unsolved mysteries. A local legend whispered with a shiver. Theories abounded, ranging from a possible encounter with a disturbed individual who somehow silenced the child through fear, to more outlandish speculations involving the paranormal or even extraterrestrial phenomena. Some wondered if Emily had encountered some sort of unknown entity in the field, something that had left a physical mark on the earth while leaving her psychologically scarred and mute. The phrase, "where the light doesn't work," fueled the more fantastical theories, suggesting a journey to some other realm or dimension. Emily Carter never spoke again. She grew up in the loving care of her family, but remained forever marked by her 12-hour ordeal. The smiling, eyeless figure in her drawing became a haunting image, a symbol of the unknown terror she had encountered in the darkness. The chemically scorched ditch remained an inexplicable anomaly, a physical manifestation of a mystery that defied all logical explanation. The smiling thing in the ditch became a chilling reminder that sometimes the most terrifying encounters leave no physical scars, only a profound and lasting silence, and a haunting image etched in the mind. A whisper from the dark that speaks of places where the light doesn't work, and smiling entities with no eyes roam.